Go Loud.
Just before we get started with today's episode, a quick shout out to Whoop, who are supporting the podcast with an incredible competition. All the Talking Bollocks listeners can sign up right now and get 1 month free. Whoop will send you out the device free of charge, and you can try it for 30 days and see what your body's really telling you. But there's an exclusive competition as well. Anyone who signs up for the 1 month free trial at join.whoop.com/bollocks will be entered into a draw to be upgraded to a 12-month Whoop membership with an accessory kit, a sleep and recovery stack, a pair of Nike Alpha Flyers, and a ticket for the Troika Race 3 this coming April, all worth over €1,000. This is an offer that's honestly too good to turn down. So don't forget, head to join.whoop.com/bollocks. Sign up for the 30-day free trial and be in with a chance to win that unbelievable prize. Well, all thanks to the lads over at Whoop.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
We're in the bonus episode this week. Have you got any bonus questions, Siobhan?
We do. We have one here. Hey lads, my best friend's boyfriend texts me over the weekend that he's planning a proposal. He just wants me to get a few of her friends together to celebrate afterwards and didn't ask for feedback, but his idea is awful. He's really stubborn, so I don't think he'll listen to me, but they work together and he's planning on proposing after an award ceremony thing they're going to for work. Imagine all your work colleagues and everything around. His reasoning is that it's black tie, so should be all done up. Is there any worse place to get proposed to? What should I do? And on, for obvious reasons.
Eddie Rockets is the worst place in Ireland to get engaged.
Is it?
I keep telling my missus that's where I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And
so every time you go to Eddie Rockets, she's on edge.
I don't think we've ever actually been to Eddie Rockets. I just keep threatening her with that. Because you know what? I keep saying, like, it's an ongoing thing, theme on the podcast. There's so many parameters she's putting in place for, like, you can't propose to me here, you can't propose on these days and all. Okay. So, like, obviously, Valentine's Day, our birthday, New Year's, Christmas, them days are blacklisted. I mean, where else did she say?
Redacting the calendar.
Yeah. Where else? She said something else there. I think when we stayed down in Monarch Hotel there a couple of last week.
Some spa.
And she was like,
she said something.
Yeah, she said something like that. And I was like, how do you know I wasn't going to do it? She's like, well, I booked the fucking hotel. Like, you didn't even know about it. And I was like, well, true, but like, you never know, I could keep you on your toes. And she's like, no, not down there. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to end up down in fucking Eddie Rockets or something. And we don't even go to Eddie Rockets. That's the funny thing.
Or a work event. Maybe just
a work against, yeah. Maybe at your next live podcast show.
Do you know what? I couldn't think of anything worse. We've had that.
You had the baby reveal.
Yeah,
we had a couple.
Someone got engaged before at the live show.
Shut up.
Was it the one with Keith Paddy? Actually, could have been that one.
Audience members.
It was in the stadium, yeah.
Fella reached out to me. He says, "I'm looking to propose, and I'm going to the show later this week. Any chance?" And I just seen that message. Do you know when I seen that? I was actually on a cruise when I seen that. Right? Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
So, like, you get fuck all signal unless you're close to the coastline. But you're only close to the coast.
They don't have Wi-Fi on the boat.
They do, but it costs a fucking fortune.
Oh, really?
They have that Starlink that fucking Elon Musk owns. It's like 80 quid a day.
Ah, yeah.
And they're not paying that.
Yeah.
So, your data works when you're close enough to the coastline. So, that morning we were pulling out and I was on top of the deck going for a walk off the coast of Italy. Our man's message comes in, I've seen it. So, I just screenshotted it. So, I'd know your man's name. So, I ended up getting back onto him. I was like, yeah, mate. What do you want to do? He goes, I want to propose to me missus. She's a big fan, this, that, and the other. I was like, right, because we get given tickets for our friends, all our friends and family sit together. So, like, we have basically our own sections. So I was like, right, they're going to be in the front. So I need to get your man's tickets off him, give him my mate's two tickets,
right,
and then give me mate
so
his two tickets. So he's in the front. Yeah. So, like, it's basically me ma, me da, your man, his missus, me mates, all of Terrence's family.
Did any of your family know?
No.
But they, like, must be going, what are they doing sitting here?
But no one even copped on, you know what I mean? So your man had to come in. That was on a Friday.
Yeah, he like came from work.
Your man came in, a pair of Snickers and his walk van, and I gave him the tickets, got his two tickets off him, and we planned to be a Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
So we had the question set up and I was just like, you know what I mean? Who said I love you first? Who's the messiest?
Yeah.
Pretend like we picked
just
them randomly.
Right.
Like,
but you know, so basically it was like, we're going to play Mr. and Mrs. You two. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I was saying to your man, like, when I pick you, be like a bit reluctant to do it, you know what I mean? But your man was proper like, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, ah, come on. He's like, no. I was like, right, mate, like, stop acting the bollocks. Do you know what I mean?
You're overdoing it.
Look her up, like. So at the end of getting up, but how we did it was we made her face the crowd and made him look at the screen. So it was like, right, now point to who you think, because you can't see each other, so point to who you think the answer would be. And they'd be like, blah, 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 whatever. But then the last question was, will you marry me? So because she's facing the audience, he's at the getting down on one knee. You know what I mean? And she turns around. It's great. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
She says,
that's
this, that, and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. How did it end up?
Yeah, yeah, they end up breaking up then, not too long after that. So I see.
Did they get married?
No, they didn't get married.
Oh, okay.
So where did I see them? At the original Rude Boys. The original Rude Boys were playing.
So they were literally talking bollocks.
Big time. The original Rude Boys were playing in the Olympia. I went to their show and your one was coming out of the toilet and she's like, Calvin, I was like, oh, what's the story? How's things? She's like, yeah, we're not together anymore. I was like, what? I was like, no way. Ban that. No one's ever allowed to get engaged at the show ever again. So that's it now. No engagements allowed at the show. It's a bad omen.
They were together for years, like.
Yeah, oh, no, like, yeah, they were together for years, like kids and all, living together, all this.
Not
like,
mad.
And then you get engaged at the show and it's just downhill from there.
Wow.
And you know what? When they got engaged a week after, I was at something in the Tree Arena and I seen them. And they were there and they were like, oh, look. I was like, oh, yeah, it's good to see you and all. Next time I seen them, they broke up.
Fuck, see.
So, yeah.
I think on that particular case there, Siobhan, I think it does sound like the girl who's going to be proposed to was not going to like this. So that's her friend he's after getting in touch with. If she is any kind of friend, I would really get in touch with the fella and go, look, I know her. I know you know her, but I know her as well. And this is a big moment for her. She will not want to remember the time she was proposed to being at a fucking walk do.
Yeah.
I don't care how glamorous we look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just got to be straight. You just got to. And if he refuses that, go, ah, well then, fuck it. I try my best.
Where did you pop the question?
This is gas.
I love asking people this.
This shows you how old I was. USA 94.
Right.
Joint Stadium.
No way.
I wasn't there.
You fucking prick.
I was watching on the telly in Finglas. And.
and Houghton. Paul McGrath had a stormer.
Houghton scored. And obviously Ireland won 1-0, one of our most historic games. And me and all my mates and my missus and I were all in the gaff, having a few cans, having a great time. And I turned around and I just asked them to marry me. And I used to do a show called Singlehood years ago. And it was about relationships and all that. And they asked me to put that bit into the show. And I said, it was like, I proposed to my wife after Ireland beat Italy in Joint Stadium at USA 94. So the whole of Ireland was on a wave of euphoria. Anyone would have said yes to me. Thankfully, she was the first person I asked.
Yeah. Did you get down on one knee?
I did, yeah. And I fell over as well. But
I think it's, you know, when you see...
Well, then it was 15 years then. I mean, 16 years before we got married then. It was a long engagement.
2010?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, we just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. 4 kids.
Yeah. Do you ever see, like, some people like, oh, I had no idea he was going to propose. And like, the rose petals that led you up these stairs and the two of you are wearing all white to this balcony in a 5-star restaurant. And
the 5 photographers around.
Yeah, you had no idea. You know what I mean? Whereas you see some people on a walk in the park and then like they just put up on Instagram and it's whole hand over his shoulder or something and it's a selfie. I like them better. Do you know what I mean? So like, why is the fact that they're done up and that they were it? You know what I'm trying to say?
My daughter got proposed to in Spain last year on the beach with a fella and our little son was with her. But there was just a normal proposal, beautiful proposal on the beach, the sun and all that, the moon, it was beautiful. But there was bystanders that were walking by who happened to just record this on their phone. And they had a big emotional moment and then they realised they were being filmed and they went, could you actually maybe send us that little video? And when you see it, it's real.
Yeah.
It's actually grainy. Yeah. It's not lit up or that.
No, like theatrics.
That. No, it's just, just an honest, beautiful piece of love between two people who love each other. It was gorgeous, like, you know.
I went to see Picture This in Vicar Street just before Christmas and it was like a real intimate gig. So they played the Tree Arena, then they done like an after show in Vicar Street.
Yeah.
And it was weird being in Vicar Street at like 12:30. I was bollocks and they hadn't even come on stage yet. I was like, fuck me. Because usually you're out of Vicar Street.
I know, 11. Yeah, the curfew, yeah.
But they're singing that song, Go Gently. And some fella, we were sitting on the balcony, some fella believing proposed to his missus. And I was like, do you know what? Ryan Hennessy's voice is that beautiful. It could drive a man to propose, do you know what I mean? So he stopped then, put the mic away, got the band to stop playing and sang a cappella for them. I was like, this is fucking deadly. What a story. Like, you're never going to top
that.
Wow, them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I was like to me, missus. Like, oh, I'm never going to beat that. So there's no point in me asking. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is the bar. You're never going to beat this.
But I feel for that girl now who's going to get proposed by a fella or a woman.
Do you think she'll say no?
I don't think she'll say no. I mean, we can't really establish how much in love they are.
You know anybody that said no to a proposal?
I've seen it. As in, like, videos. You'd see them on...
I don't believe them.
Do you think they're staged?
They're all staged.
Do you, yeah?
Yeah. It's a great way of getting viewers, Eric.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want... Do you know what? Next time, when you go on to a bigger venue, your next live show, just pretend that you're proposing and your missus says no. And you'd be like, look, I'll tell you all about it on my next live show. Little do you know, you're bleeding 16 years married. No one's going to believe that. It's going to be like, fucking get them tickets. Good publicity.
Yeah. People love misery and rejection.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so rare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, no one's ever going to say no to a proposal. That's why I always say, how are you nervous on your wedding day? You have nothing to do other than show up and say, I do, to this person that you love and you agreed to plan a wedding with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my brother just got engaged and like they...
Shout out to Owen. Congratulations.
Who won, Owen? Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to Owen and Megan. And like they bought the ring together and all. So like she obviously knew it was coming at some stage.
Oh, right. Like, she... Before the fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
But he was still really nervous. Like proposing.
My brother
did he do that? Like, you know, you just, sorry, cross your cabin. The even more traditional route is to go and ask the dad first for the daughter's hand in marriage. That didn't happen now.
No.
Yeah, it didn't happen with me
either. That's very old fashioned. Very old fashioned, isn't it?
Yeah. I might do and ask what a dowry.
Think what's a dowry?
It's like a backhander. It's like a backhander off the in-laws. That's what off the in-laws to take her off the hands.
Oh, right, okay.
Back in the day, you used to be like, yeah, look, we'll give you some cattle. And then you marry, yeah. Now it's just a few quid under the table.
You're a very learned individual.
I've done my homework. It's a big decision to make, Eric. Do you know what I mean? Probably the biggest question you'd ever ask. Biggest question you ever ask, and you already know the answer of. But my brother-in-law proposed on top of the Rockefeller Center in New York, and then he went to the Diamond District and picked out the ring together.
Right.
But after the fact.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, my daughter, her fella, he just had a ring and then they went off afterwards just for the proposal.
Yeah.
Just to give her, it was just a normal ring. It wasn't like what she wanted. And then they've since got the one that she wanted. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
To play that game where you go and pick an engagement ring and then just don't ask the question then for another few years. Just a little more.
Hey guys, I'm just catching up on episodes today and I listened to the Dec Pierce bonus episode and the milk discussion was brought up again, which reminded me. An old colleague of mine used to, the milk discussion, Eric, by the way, is just, do you drink a pint of milk?
How fond are you of a pint of milk, Eric?
I love milk.
Would you drink 2 pints a day?
No.
No, that's...
Who drinks 2 pints a day?
Like a normal person.
We got an email in about a...
After party.
After party, where a fella came down from a bedroom.
He was upstairs... with a female.
Okay.
Came downstairs, asked for a drink. He was offered alcohol. He says, no, something for the toast. And he's like, there's nothing there. He opened the fridge. Ah, milk. Poured himself a pint of milk. Necked it. Poured himself another one, brought her upstairs and goes, that's fuel for round 2. And I said, that's a bit... Now, people are like, what are you hating on milk for? I'm like, I'm not hating on milk. I'd like, if you drink milk, no problem. But in that sentence, that was a bit weird, no?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's drinking milk that excessively as well, like knocking back points of milk to beat the band. So
anyway, so that's the milk discussion. This girl, also called Siobhan, says
Siobhan's burner account is the same name.
An old colleague of mine used to drink milk and Coke mixed together.
What's I feel sick already.
What's the strangest food and drink combination you've seen someone having, or do you have yourself?
That is disgusting. Like where, do you know people that put like Ribena in Guinness?
Yeah
well that's more like pregnant women do that a lot.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Blackcurrant and Guinness.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just puts a bit of sweetness in it.
Yeah, makes it sweeter.
Yeah,
no, but like.
What? More palatable.
Tourists as well.
Drink something else, will you?
And Guinness is full of iron as well.
Yeah, you know, so they say.
For the baby.
Yeah. But Coke and Guinness. Jesus Christ.
Coke and milk.
Oh, Coke and
milk,
sorry.
Milk, not curdle.
Eh.
Yeah.
Eh. I just think of that scene in Anchorman when Will Ferrell. He's down his luck and he's after losing his job and he's like a homeless man. He's hair and he's walking down the street and he's drinking a carton of milk and it's tripled all over him and it's like 100 degrees. He goes, milk probably wasn't a good idea on such a hot day. He still drinks it.
Do you know what I find weird, and I know I'm going to get backlash for this one? People that put minstrels in popcorn.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but minstrels are sweets, just M&M's and all are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like that. Any popcorn. Problems? Popcorn should be left on its own.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be the same, Calvin. I'm very much savoury and sweet, keep them apart.
Yeah.
But I've seen that a lot in cinemas.
Yeah, I remember my sister used to put crisps in it and she used to bring me the pictures when I was a kid.
Crisps in with the popcorn?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So like you'd be putting your hand in and you're like, you're eating the popcorn, I saw like a fucking sharp piece of Tato's at the Stick Ninja gum then, you know what I mean? And you're like,
why? Like,
that's texture confusion.
People are weird.
But
like,
it's already savoury.
I don't get why people are putting chocolate in it. And anyways, don't put chocolate in with your popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bothered. I don't.
Or sweets, as you were saying. I have seen it. Don't. Why are you doing? Are you 3 years of age? Just
can you not just like eat whatever one you want? if you're going.
Yeah.
Did you know, here's another thing somebody pointed out to me. You know, somebody said I was a child because they saw me eat me dinner, and I always eat everything else but separate. My favourite bit.
Yeah.
And leave that to last.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. So it could be a bit of steak.
And yeah.
And eat all the veg and the potatoes. Yeah. Eat all that first and then go back to the steak.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you were a bleeding weirdo. I go, what do you mean? But is that not...
I know people that
do. Would you relate to that?
I know. Back in the day when we were younger, we used to walk to the curry shop, get a curry tray and walk home. And the lads would eat. You'd get like a 3-in-1 and with beef or whatever. A 4-in-1 with beef, sorry. And they'd eat everything else and leave the beef till the end. And I'd be like, no, just eat it all.
If it was in a curry tray, I'd eat it all at once. Yeah.
I can't think any weird combos that I have. Jesus, God. Have you got any?
Do you know what I've really getting into recently? You know, sea salt?
Yeah.
Like the granular. I love that. Do you just throw it on bread?
Salt and bread?
Bread and butter.
I bet you're not using real butter.
What?
You don't use real butter.
No, dairy gold.
Yeah, no, real butter that you keep in the
dairy
press.
Dairy gold. All the hard stuff.
Yeah. I use that now, and the salt in that. Oh my God, it's the best decision I ever made in my life. Okay. Best change you'll ever make in your life. Start using real butter.
But
promise you.
No, I do have real butter, but what I'm talking about,
but the salt in the real butter.
Right.
So
then to get that experience with your salt as well, you can just put dairy gold on, sprinkle a few flakes. Oh my God, the texture of the bread, the crunch of the salt, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like telling you, everyone out there, try it.
I'm flat out putting pink salt on everything as well.
I don't know if bread and butter is like that unusual combination
question. No. You don't. In Dublin.
What, you're not putting bread and butter together?
No, real butter.
Oh, right.
We don't use real butter in Dublin.
Flour.
It's all spreadable shite. And to me, growing up, that was butter. Mm. And then you go down the country and that butter's in the press and it's like a house brick. And you're like, what's all this? And you're like, no, this is real butter. I've switched to that and you're like, oh my God. The problem is trying to spread it because it does be hard.
Yeah.
So when the toast comes out, you have to take a chunk of it, put it on the toast and leave it to let it kind of melt a bit, and then you spread it. Oh my God. Switching the real butter is the best switch you'll ever make in your life. It's better than going from a smoker to non-smoker.
Wow.
Going from not real butter to real butter is the best change you'll ever make.
Like having sex with or without a condom. Are we not allowed to say that? Just...
You can if you want. That's just a bit. You know what I mean?
Just cut that bit out.
No, clip that.
Right, I'll give you one more just before we go. This is actually from Owen. So
your brother now?
Yeah.
Siobhan's brother is a doctor and she thinks that they get too much credit. And
doctors get too much credit?
Yeah. And you get too much sympathy and you get paid enough.
They are well paid, but like, well paid. I would say, is he a GP or a hospital doctor?
GP.
GP, Jesus. Minted.
Do you know what? They're always protesting and all. She's always like, fuck them, they're getting paid too much. Cross that picket.
Remember in the pandemic,
the pandemic
they were revered. They were like, oh my God, these angels saving the world. Like, you know.
He was out in Australia for the pandemic, so he didn't even do anything. Anyway.
I think she's jealous.
I could have done medicine if I wanted.
Yeah, and I bet you're regretting not doing it ever since.
Well, look where you are now, Siobhan.
Right, he says, what Winter Olympic event would you be best at or want to compete in? I think the skeleton and bobsled would be fun. Not quite as fast as they go on the skeleton, though. I like my neck unbroken.
What do you think about your man who's the boy's getting the penis injections?
That mad. I only found out today why.
Yeah.
So
the thing's like a rudder when they're doing the jump.
Yeah. So
it's aerodynamics.
You have a little bit of a bigger suit on you, and so it catches the wind, and you sail that extra couple of feet, and it could be the difference between gold and silver.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, some people would do that for the mental.
Have you heard about this?
I heard vaguely, but I didn't read into it.
So at the start of the, I don't know, it's obviously a window there, but like you get your suit and you get measured, and you measure every inch of the suit.
Mm.
So they were getting injections in their penis to make it bigger. So obviously the suit would be slightly bigger. And that's what it was.
And that helps with the flight.
Yeah, when I understand.
Every millimetre.
When they're jumping and going in the V, they obviously have this little triangle that's like a rudder steering through the air. There you go.
What a controversy.
Yeah. But it goes to show the extremes that these fucking people will go to get a medal.
Like. How small the difference is between winning and not winning.
What sport would you like
to do there? Pun intended. Did you see the American bobsled team?
No.
They fell? Yeah. They were running.
They fall?
No, because they're running. The lads. And they fucked the whole thing up and then it flipped. But one of them, your man, obviously I imagine he's the driver. The fella who's in the front, he's still in it and the lads behind him didn't make it. So like he's stuck. And the thing about it is, because he's stuck sitting in the bobsled, his head is like wedged up against the side end of the track. Jesus, and you're like, there's nothing you can do here until someone actually catches that sled and stops it. I was like, oh my God. I haven't watched it. I want to watch more of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of it.
I've watched bits of it. I've watched a bit of the curling.
I'd be late like curling.
Understand it.
I'd be late like curling.
It's just sweeping, is it?
Yeah, I mop the floors in the gaff. That's my job. Yeah. I'd be fucking late
like. Like, there's surely some tactic. Obviously, they're Olympians, but like, it's more or less just sweeping.
Yeah. Really? But you ever see how like some of them go like really fast and they gradually slow it down, slow it down, slow it down? I was like, this is deadly. Deadly. And all you do is just smacking the other one out of the way.
It's like bowls, I suppose, and the closest to the middle.
Yeah. If you've but you can smack someone else's out of the way. You get the fucking thing out.
And you see, them, it's real tactical. So the first one is always thrown right up the top of the middle, blocking the middle.
Yeah.
You have to go around all the time.
Yeah.
It's all clever. It's like, oh, I like these people.
Yeah. But like, you can be just Joe's hope. You're not an athlete. You know what I mean? You don't need to be in like phenomenal shape.
Yeah, yeah. Just like darts.
Yeah. Just there you go. But I do appreciate like the snowboarding ones and the fucking skiers and all. Like, they're putting their life at risk.
But, do you know what would be great in the Winter Olympics? If they brought other sports into the Winter Olympics. Like,
that weren't done in winter?
Yeah, like football.
Yeah. Like, on ice.
Having a match on ice.
Yeah.
Or having a match in thick snow.
At 100 metres and you just dive in and it's ice.
100 metres up a mountain.
I'm on about the 100 metre butterfly and you dive in, it's just boom, ice.
Or the 100 metres down the bobsleigh track. Yes!
They have that.
People falling.
They have speed skiing.
Oh, speed skating. Skiing?
Skating, yes, sorry.
Speed skating is amazing.
Yeah. Like, the Dutch are elite, Larry.
Yeah.
They don't do any other winter sports, only speed skating.
Yeah, and they were gold every time.
Yeah.
All the relays, clean up.
They're right, they're just putting all their eggs in that basket. There you go, we're going for that. But did you see there is an American woman? She is a skier.
She's 41.
She used to go out with Tiger Woods. She popped her ACL there last week. She's like, look, I'll go out and I'll do this. Bang, she hits the deck straight away.
In hospital. In a bad
what
way.
Were you thinking? She got airlifted off the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's the thing as well about the Winter Olympics. It's like, it's not like on the track, you've done a hurdle and you fail. You'd be like, you get the stretcher. I was like, no, you're on a mountain.
Yeah.
You have to send a helicopter up to get
mountain
you.
Rescue has to come up and collect you, you know?
It's
yeah.
fucking. And same with, did you ever see Eddie the Eagle?
Yeah.
Like, these people are head cases. Head cases.
Like, even the snowboarders are doing. Like I used to always see the ski jump, they come down the mountain and up off the ramp.
Yeah.
Snowboarders are doing it now.
Yeah.
But not only are they jumping, they're fucking doing somersaults in the air now.
There's a stance in the snowboarding called like the dummy stance or the silly stance or something like that. It has a stupid name. But it stems from like back in the 80s or something like that. But like it's an official stance.
Right.
It's like saying Southpaw and Orthodox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the stupid
goofy.
Stance. Goofy stance.
Goofy.
The right goofy. Forward is goofy.
Yeah, yeah, right foot forward, goofy stance.
She's brilliant, didn't she? She really quit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. This is what she gets paid for. There's more money in me being stupid and asking if she wanted to Google things for me than being a GP.
Yeah.
Do you think?
It's up there. No. Yeah, you seem to be doing all right, Siobhan. Come here. Someone's living in Dublin and someone's still living in Galway, so.
Tullamore.
Tullamore.
Even worse again.
Yeah.
He's moving forward.
Up tip. Up tip. Yeah, tip.
What?
Tip. Offaly.
Offaly.
Offaly. Cut that as well.
I did a gig in Tullamore once and six people came to it. And I wrote an article for Joe.ie and I called it Tullamore or less.
More or less half a dozen. Tullamore, yeah. Awfully. How the fuck did I get that wrong? Right beside Tip, in fairness.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I found out that Tip had a border with Galway when I was like in college.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tip is huge.
I know, yeah.
Like gigantic.
Yeah.
Cork's the biggest, isn't it? Cork's the biggest county.
Yeah, but I think Tip might be second. That's why they had, remember back in the day, it used to be the Tip North and Tip South on the Regis.
That's right, TNTS, that's right, yeah.
They got rid of that then. It's back to just T now. Right, we wrap this one up. Eric, have you had the plug while you're here?
No, only the live podcast show, March the 16th, Ambassador Theatre, myself and Willa, you must be joking. And we're also doing a couple of gigs, stand-up comedy gigs in Clondalkin.
Yup.
Quinlan's in Clondalkin. And also the, what's that place in Clonsilla? The Clonsilla Inn in Clonsilla. What's that place in Clonsilla? Oh yeah, the Clonsilla Inn. So no, because of the podcast, people are booking us to do these gigs and pubs.
Yeah.
And they're fucking great crack, like, yeah. You know. And people, there's a real appetite for them. They're selling out, great buzz. So yeah, just keep an eye on the socials and you'll see where we are.
And you must be joking, out
every Thursday morning. Jesus Christ, we record on a Wednesday and then it goes out the following Thursday. So yeah.
Well,
thanks for having me in, Calvin.
No, thanks for coming in, Eric. I appreciate it. And again, I apologise for being late. If you have any questions, send them to talkingbollocks@goldoutnow.com.
Any Carvery recommendations also? I appreciate them. I'm seeing them.
Any Carvery recommendations while you're here?
The Deputy Mayor in Finglas. Unbelievable. I had one there on Sunday. Went to the Aviv to watch Bowers.
Does it have the
Deputy Mayor?
You get the brown tray, queue up and all. And
the brown tray, the silver knives and forks, the works.
There you go, Siobhan.
Right.
Top drawer.
There you go.
Really good.
Right, thanks out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Go down, go down, go down.